The following is the realization of His Holiness Jayapataka Swami.
Hare Krishna. Reading Nandarani's offering to her guru, she showed such a pure desire to be Krishna conscious. Seems like she did not have so many material things to look for and could go right back to Godhead very quickly. And she was already having such a great desire. Sometimes when children would die, Srila Prabhupada said that these children came into this world with a certain amount of karma, and by an early age, they already have enough prasadam, they do enough chanting, they have enough purification, as a result of which all their karma is already purified, and they can go back to the spiritual world. As we grow older, there are so many chances to get misdirected and misled. So if someone has already finished off his business, then why stay longer? These things are very difficult to understand, very inconceivable. Srivasa Thakura, a member of the Panchatattva and a dear devotee of Lord Chaitanya, lost his 9-year-old son Gopal while Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was doing kirtan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brought him back to the material world and later took him back to Godhead. Advaita Acharya's son also died, but in his case Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brought him back to the material world and kept him here. In this way we find that the Lord has His own plans. Once a man came to Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj's ashram and was there for 3 days. He asked Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami many questions, which were very thought-provocative. The man died after 3 days. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami cried and said, quote, "Actually, this man was my guru. He came to see me in this disguise just to make me think, and thereafter he left," unquote. Sometimes we may not know someone can come like that. Both Ananda Mohan Das and Vrindavaneshwari Devi Dasi were devotees in their previous lives, and their guru had come as their daughter just to bring them back to the path, and after getting them firmly fixed up, she has gone back to Godhead. I remember Nandarani was always very happy and very forward to come up to get the blessings from all the sannyasis. Often we meet such devotees who, if they had continued to live in the world, could have spread Krishna consciousness, which is very much needed. However, some of them come for some other purpose, and soon after their job is finished, they are taken back. Eventually, this will make both Ananda Mohan Das and Vrindavaneshwari Devi Dasi more serious in their spiritual lives. As parents, they were interested in making their child Krishna conscious and were putting all their energies into it. And in that way, she was bringing them to Krishna. Sometimes great devotees leave their bodies quite suddenly. Maharaj Parikshit was attacked by a snake bite. Bhishma left his body in a bed of arrows. And Arjuna's son Abhimanyu left in a painful situation. Nandarani was serious about her dedication to Guru and Krishna, and that was the most important thing that has taken her back to Krishna. Her glories and her greatness as a small devotee cannot be diminished by anything. We are missing her association. Hare Krishna.